Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. Good Tuesday morning here in Northwest Arkansas. We are having a wonderful winter wonderland. I'm telling you, we got enough snow, about 4 to 5 inches in some places, and it was the most beautiful snow anywhere. And it was so beautiful, but you know, when it starts getting cold and melty and then it slushes up at the end before it thaws out, it gets a little weird. But right now, it's been gorgeous. We've had an amazing weekend here at Northwest Arkansas. And yet those bold, faithful saints of God weathered the snowstorm, came out in the snow, gathered together, and we had an amazing time Sunday where we heard from probably 10 different voices about what God has revealed to them about the times that we're living in. There was a lot of encouragement. The majority of everything that was said was very encouraging. And there were some things that were spoken that would challenge the faith of some people, which is okay. It's always good to be challenged in a good thing. And to come up with the mind of Christ. And that's the whole idea behind everything, is getting the mind of Christ concerning the times that we are living in. And, you know, I feel like there are some glorious things that can be said, but I need to reserve them right now and just hold back. I know there was a lot of bad news to those of you who want and believe and have prophesied, spoken, and are standing. They're bad news. But listen, bad news is not the end of any matter. Remember that. If God has revealed something, if God has said through the prophets that Donald J. Trump is a two-term president, then Donald J. Trump will be a two-term president if that's what God told them. Now, if God gave them that word with a condition, then there will be conditions involved. I personally believe that regardless of the bad news, is that God has spoken to do some things. And I believe that the condition that I found in my spirit, well, we're getting behind all those prophetic words. We want to support what the prophets have said, was Ezekiel 7. The trumpet is blown. The people don't go to the battle because the wrath of the Lord is upon the people. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that at all. In fact, I refuse to believe that. So what I'm doing and what you should continue to do, regardless of the bad news that came from the Supreme Court, who basically simply just rejected to hear the case concerning fraudulent voting from the state of Texas. And of course, the Electoral College that came out yesterday that Joe Biden was given all the Electoral College votes necessary to take the presidency. And so with that news, a lot of people would, you know, moan and groan and look at it and say, you know, now what? And all, everything could change. But don't do that. Don't do that yet. OK, remember, we have a ministry here that's been a little different than what all the prophets have been saying. In fact, we have been saying something a little bit different, but I want you to notice we're not standing apart. We're joining. We're gathering at the Capitol buildings. We're believing that 1 Kings chapter 1 is a prophetic act, and you need to stay with me on this, okay? It is a prophetic act that will come from the body of Christ, not the Proud Boys, not the Oath Keepers, not the Three Percenters, okay? Those forces may be usable to the Lord at some point, but the victory is not going to come through them. The victory in this election for Donald J. Trump is going to be definitely we the people of the United States of America, but most importantly, the victory is going to come from the house of God. It is going to come through the ecclesia. It is going to come through the church, the believers, those who have faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ. You and I are saddled with an incredible responsibility about this moment of time that we are in. The responsibility is, will we shake ourselves from the lethargy, the luxury, the tepid, lukewarm, compromise attitude that so many in the church have held because, you know, we just thought we were here to have our best life now and then move on and whatever happens, happens, que sera, sera. Well, if these moments are not waking up the church, waking up people, yeah, I think some pretty desperate times are coming, no doubt about it. In fact, I want to share something with you today. It's a Bible study, but it's something that we put together a long time ago, and I think it's something you need to hear, and we need to get a biblical perspective. And I've got a number of verses I want to share with you in just a moment. What is the point here? I believe, okay, let me be cautious. I believe that we should not give up our hope in Donald Trump winning the election. Now, my hope, your hope, ultimately in Jesus Christ, no doubt about it. When Barack Hussein Obama became the president, transformed this country, didn't turn my life in any direction. No man on earth has ever made my life better or worse as far as presidents are concerned. One man did something in my life, and I hope he did it in your life, and that was Jesus. He was the only one that made a difference in my life to elevate and bring me into the glory, the light, liberty, freedom, deliverance, salvation, hope, faith, eternal hope. I mean, Jesus, for me, has done it all. However, we did receive a dream about Joe Biden winning the election, and we want to know what that dream was all about. And so God said, 1 Kings chapter 1. I mean, he just led in that direction. And that scripture is all about the people of the Lord that are sided with King David, if you will, that are going to go and proclaim and ordain Donald J. Trump to be the president of the United States of America. Now, if that is at the exclusion of the Supreme Court, so be it. If that is at the exclusion of the judges and the legislative branches of government, so be it. Regardless, we, the people of the United States of America, right? Citizens, 75 million, that's what Donald Trump said the other day, 75 million people voted for him. And because there was cheating, then that has to be noted. So I believe what God is saying to us is that you need to do this. Now, we had a call. I put it out there on December 7th. Go to the Capitol building, give a shout, make a proclamation. We did it. We had a glorious time doing it. And we've seen all these movements throughout the nation. Just last weekend, again, you had the Jericho March. It was phenomenal. They had phenomenal speakers. They lifted up the name of Jesus Christ from every direction. It was phenomenal. Unfortunately, afterwards, like on November 14th, Antifa, BLM, all those guys got together with the Proud Boys and they started clashing and people were stabbed and shot and violence and all these things went on. Okay. Previews. Everything, and listen to me, that we have done up to this moment, every rally, every gathering, everything has been a preview. It's been rehearsal. It's been practice. The big day is ahead of us. On January 20th, regardless, listen to me, regardless of what you hear, regardless of what you see, regardless of what they say, you have to become spiritually postured to know that on January 20th, Donald J. Trump will be inaugurated into the highest office in the land for a second term. That's what the prophets have said. That's what the word is. That's what's out there. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're believing for. We're coming into agreement. We're coming into agreement. We're not going to stand back and be a naysayer. Okay? We're not here ready to point the finger at people that said something and it didn't happen. No, we're going to battle to the very end of this matter. And I believe that God is in it. If God wasn't in it, if it was strictly horizontal, if it was strictly, you know, a man thing and God wasn't in it, we wouldn't be going in this direction, period. But because God gave me personally a dream, I'm all in. Because when I saw the dream and after a year asking God, what does this mean? He brings me to 1 Kings and it's all about a people making sure that the right man is in office, even though the other side of the country, if you will, was making Adonijah the king. So the showdown is coming, and the massive showdown is going to be on January 20th. But all these rallies in between were previews, rehearsals, practices. And here's the troubling thing, church. So few have awakened. Now, thank God that the Jericho March went forth and Christians came out everywhere. That's pretty good. But that was in one city. And that was with a few, you know, just in comparison to the amount of Christians and voters. I mean, if 75 million people voted for the president, right? 75 million. And you say, well, there were 100,000 people or 200,000 people there last Saturday in Washington, D.C. And let's say half of those were Christians, because there were a lot of people that are patriots, Republicans. But let's say then you have 100,000. Well, what is 100,000 Christians to 75 million people? And you got to say at least, you know, a quarter of 75 million people that voted, which would bring you down to what, about, let's just make it easy, about just 18 million. Well, 20 million, who knows how many Christians were there that voted, but let's just say a fourth, and let's say 75 million, about 18 million people. That means those 18 million Christian voters need to be connected to whatever else the other 60 million or 65 million voters are going to do. And what is going to be required to see this happen on game day, and it's going to be game day, January 20th, as who's going to be the president of the United States. In other words, you don't accept failure if you're going to stand in faith. You don't accept the report. You don't accept what the Supreme Court does. Nine people don't wag the dog. You never let the tail wag the dog in an injustice. And there has been an injustice. And if the justices do not stand up for what is just, then there's no doubt that the other 75 million people have to take their stand. They have to posture themselves. And you got to fight to the very end. Game day will be January 20th. That's game day. And if they have Washington, D.C. decked out with all the fanfare about Joe Biden coming, that means 75 million people must be in Washington, D.C. on that day to say no. That's the way this is going to go. Now, there are some other possibilities before January 20th, and that is that the state representatives, I think there's one from each state, and then out of those 50 states, I mean, I've actually got some commentary on this I could share with you. As a matter of fact, let me do that. Let me just make sure that we get this right, because this seems to be a great explanation, but I don't want to lose track of what I'm doing either. So let me just put this out there. All right. So here's what it looks like right now. Okay. This is explain everything very clearly. And this is from President Trump's attorney, Jenna Ellis. This is President Trump's attorney, Jenna Ellis. She said, "Today, the Electoral College votes will be sealed and sent by special carrier to Washington, where they will remain sealed." Okay, so whatever the Electoral College votes are, okay, this is what the attorney is saying. "The Electoral College's votes," this was yesterday, "will be sealed and sent by special carrier to Washington, where they will remain sealed until January 6th, when the House and Senate will come into a joint session to open the votes. The media is going to make you believe that it's all over and Joe Biden is now officially president. On January 6th, Nancy Pelosi will sit down with the rest of the House members, as she has no special power or authority over the hearing. Vice President Mike Pence will have all the authority as president of the Senate for that day and will accept or reject motions to decide the next steps by the assembly. Remember, Mike Pence is in full authority that day as written in the Constitution. The ballots will be certified today, but that means nothing." So yesterday, when they were certifying the ballots, collecting the ballots, that meant nothing, according to this attorney. "The votes will be opened at that point on January 6th. One House member could, and most likely will, raise their hand to object to the vice president on the state of electors' votes. That objection could cover fraud or any other reason. And with the seconding of that objection, everything changes." Everything. All right, so the vice president's about to open the sealed documents, the electoral votes. A hand raises, there's an objection, and then there's a second objection. And according to Jenna Ellis, the attorney, one of the attorneys for President Trump, everything changes. "The House and Senate will divide for 2 hours at least to debate, then vote. The vote will be per senator, with the vice president being the deciding vote if needed in the Senate, while the vote in the House will be only be one vote per delegation, per state." That's what we were told earlier, not per House member. So the Republicans have 30 delegation votes compared to the Democrats' 20 delegation votes. If this scenario runs true, President Trump gets reelected. The Democrats, the media, social networks, and globalists around the world will come unhinged and chaos will erupt bigly. President Trump is trying to do the right thing and go through the courts first, expose all the fraud, but we all knew that none of the courts, even the Supreme Court, wanted to touch this issue with a 10-foot pole. She also said, "This is why our forefathers were so brilliant, because they knew something like this could happen someday. So don't listen to the media and all their deception and lies. All you have to do is read the Constitution, and you know that the law, policies, and procedures in this end are on our side." All right. So if we're understanding properly, the attorney for the president of the United States, Jenna Ellis, what she is saying, and again, I want to read this one more time. Yesterday, she said today, which was yesterday, "The Electoral College votes will be sealed and sent by special carrier to Washington, where they will remain sealed until January 6th, when the House and Senate will come into a joint session to open the votes." Then she said, "The media is going to make you believe that it's all over and Joe Biden is now officially the president." They've already begun that. Because I believe the reason why is because on election night, or that Friday after, I think it was around January, the 5th, 7th, whatever it was, They all said Joe Biden has 279 or 300 electoral college votes. That was what was there. But now yesterday, they put the official electoral college votes into the bag and they sealed it. Okay, so it appears that they would have sealed what they said each one had. But nobody knows if the electoral college votes changed up until this time. So now they're in this sealed document scenario. It remains sealed until January 6th. Now, on January 6th, they gather together, and Vice President Pence has the authority that day to receive any objections. And if two people object by claiming fraud, everything will change, and then we have these constitutional rights. So my point is, wherever that's going, and that's from the president's attorney, that's constitutional law there. That's way beyond our pay grade. But we can understand what they're saying. Don't believe the news media. Don't believe it. They want you to become snowflakes. Listen to me. They want the Trump supporters to act like they did in 2016. Remember in 2016 when Trump won, all those people were crying and they had to have little dogs to pet and they had to have counselors at school and everybody was calling them snowflakes. They want vengeance. They want the Trump supporters to feel the pain. They want us to feel the, you know, the angst of what they felt and we laughed about. Some of us, not all of us, but that was out there that they were having pets and they were crying and emotionally and psychologically hindered and damaged. Don't you dare show any emotion right now, especially the believers in Jesus Christ. Your emotions right now or mine mean nothing. And I dare say we've all gotten to a little bit because of our imperfections, a little emotional, and we get unhinged and we blow it. And God forgive us for that. Sincerely, God forgive us for that. But we must come to a time where our emotions are put away. And right now, you have to just think this through. The President of the United States of America today, as I am speaking, is President Donald J. Trump. Joe Biden still may go to prison. Hunter Biden still may go to prison. The seditious actions of Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they may still go to prison. It doesn't matter that Attorney General Barr is being fired before Christmas. He's fired for his ill activity and actions in a case he should have overwhelmingly admitted what was true. He was obviously bought off by the deep state. That's what so many people say. I'm just kind of going with that flow, standing in the gap with my brothers and sisters, okay? It appears it's that way. Time will tell. But today, President Trump is the president. And guess what? Tomorrow, he's still the president. And then the next day, he's still the president. And then on Christmas Day, he's still the president. And on January 1st, New Year's, he's still the president. January 6th, he's still the president. But on January 6th, there's going to be this thing we just read about. And then regardless of what goes on January 6th, January 7th, all the way to January 19th, he's still the president. And if on January 19th, there has been no change, if the documents are unsealed and the Electoral College shows up and all the Electoral Colleges go to Joe Biden, if that all were to happen on January 19th, that's the rally cry to show up in Washington, D.C., all 75 million people that voted for the president and not allow that to happen. That's the only answer, because what we have been told by so many sources is that if Joe Biden, the blood loving man, the man who loves to shed innocent blood through his policy, the man whose son is so corrupt, so dirty, so creepy, so illegal that if any other human being created or did the things that these people did, prison, okay, does Joe Biden, if he comes to power, this shell of a man, all he is a shell. He's a puppet to Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, and all the rest of them. And they know that the policies that he represents are the policies of Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris is the one that he chose, if he really did choose. It was the people controlling him that chose it. They, the communists, China, the globalists, they want Kamala Harris in there. And Joe's not going to last long. Believe me, he's had brain tumors. He's had aneurysms. He's had brain surgery on both sides of his brain. He's I feel so sorry for the man in one sense, because he's allowing himself to be so used, like a Manchurian candidate. It's absolutely amazing. But this particular Manchurian candidate is being useful to the left, useful to the globalists, useful to communists, useful to the transgender community, the homosexual community, the bloodletting community of abortionists, and so many other wicked ideologies that are so contrary to the United States of America. Socialism, communism, all these values, all these moralities or immoralities, all these principles are so against who we are as a nation that we are being taken over from within, but we were sleeping all along, and that's why we are where we are. The church was competing for who's who in the kingdom of God. That question should have been answered 2,000 years ago when they said, who's greatest in the kingdom? And Jesus said, you better take care of becoming nothing if you want to be great in the kingdom. But we got into supermen and superwomen and who's the best and who's got this. And we got all internalized and selfish and integrated in ourselves. We lost sight of our calling to be salt and light and a voice to shout out on the rooftops. Now we're in this critical condition. So there has to be an awakening. There has to be an outpouring of the Spirit of God to encourage every true believer that believes in Jesus Christ to stand in the gap. So listen, from this day forward, get this message out to everybody you know. Do not accept what the news media says, Fox News, CNN News. Don't accept it. You know, when they looked at that dead tree, that tree, right? Or it wasn't dead yet. Remember Jesus walked by the fig tree and he wanted fruit on it and he spoke a curse on the tree. The next day they showed up and they looked and it was dead, dried up from the roots. That seemed impossible. Remember when they were in the ship and the storm was raging, they thought they were going to die, and Jesus stood up and reproved it, right? That storm seemed impossible. When there were 5,000 that were hungry in the wilderness with a few loaves of bread and a few fish, that looked impossible. You see, but nothing is impossible to those who believe, and there is nothing impossible with God. Nothing. Okay? January 20th. That's game day. And you have to start telling your boss right now, I won't be at work the weekend or that week of January 20th. Because if this doesn't work right, I'm going to do my job as a United States citizen to protect my country from the guards of the wicked one. The Declaration of Independence makes it my responsibility. The Declaration of Independence makes it my responsibility to throw off such guards that are seditious and treasonous and would take this country into a globalist agenda. That is not the United States of America. Come on, folks. January 20th is game day. Going to the capitals. Preview, Gary, that the people did not come out to the battle in mass. They went to D.C. They've been in a few other places, but you're talking a very small amount, and it's not enough. It is not enough to be watching on television what they're doing in D.C. or at a rally somewhere, or to know. It is not enough. January 20th demands, if things don't go the right direction, it demands every one of those 75 million who voted, who can, obviously if you're 92 years old and you can't get there to D.C., there are other things you could do, offer up prayers for those who can. There's no doubt. I guess what I'm doing is I'm not exacerbating or exaggerating. I'm telling you how critical the moment really is. If you believe that Donald J. Trump is supposed to be the president of the United States, and he's losing right now because of cheating. Now, if everybody was just saying, okay, if they were all just making up a story, but it wasn't true, like the left would have you believe, oh, this big story, this baseless accusation. But when you have the evidence that's been compiled, the pure evidence of the cheating, the fraud, the voting machines, I mean, the case is a very powerful case. I'll tell you what, if you had that much evidence on something against you, you'd be in court. And they would take that evidence and they would use it against you. Why is there not a court that's willing to look at the evidence? Well, we'll find out. And this is why you have to prepare to follow the wisdom of the founding fathers of this nation. You are a citizen, a legal citizen in the United States of America. Then you have an obligation to stand by the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. You have a responsibility to not allow. Now, we've had a whole generation of allowing death culture to come into our country because the church was silent, quite frankly. We have allowed so much to come in, and now we're gasping, fighting for our very lives, our existence, because if Joe Biden were ever to step into that office and to bring the full weight and the power and the authority with the globalist community, you're going to have 7 billion people under the control of that, and all resistors, or, you know, however it works, the math, I don't know the math, but the global community will come against the small 75 million resistors in the United States of America. And without possessing military power or the police department or any other agency, without that intact under the president that would be gracious to stand in the gap, if it gets in the hands of the evil one, it could be tough times. So you can't. You have to get it in your mind right now. You have to get it in your mind. January 20th, which is just over a month and maybe 2 weeks away, January 20th is game day. It's bigger than the Super Bowl. It's the biggest day in the history of the United States of America. What the news media is going to try to do to you is they're going to mix their witch's brew, okay, their witchcraft. And that's really what's in operation right now in this country, massive witchcraft. And the witch is going to stir the pot, and they're going to put in the brew. And through the news media, through television, through all these mechanisms, they're going to send forth a spell, a binding spell on the minds of the masses. But the spell is going to be this. I'm going to tell you what the witch's brew and the witch's spell is going to be. Go home, citizens. It was a good fight. It was a healthy American battle. And Donald Trump did the best he could, but it was shown that it wasn't going to work. Go home. If you resist, we will quell your resistance quickly. You will go to prison. You will spend 10 years in prison if you show up at a rally. So just go home, accept the results, accept the system of government we have in America. Our democracy will prevail over the violence, and just get over it and spend your next number of years preparing for the next election. This is over now. Allow Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be the superheroes. He is the man of peace, by the way. He was voted to be the man of peace. Let the man of peace come to power. Let Kamala, the first black woman to be the vice president, let her come into power. And just allow Hollywood and the left and, you know, just calm down. Go home. Relax. Don't get with these rebellious resistors. Don't get around the rebellious resistors. They're going to pay harshly for their rebellion. And it's going to come night after night after night. And the witch is going to stir the pot. And her brew is going to mix. And the spell is going to come. And it's going to go all over the land. And like a spell that comes on someone's mind, suddenly people will be saying, oh, it's over. Let's go home. We can't do anything. This is the government we live in. Let's see how it works out. You know, Barack Obama was the president and we were transformed mildly, but it really didn't change anything. It's not a big deal. 4 years later, there'll be another one. The spell will go forward. And if you come under that spell, you'll never come out from it. You will never come out from the spell of darkness and deception that the witchcraft from Mystery Babylon. Her witchcrafts are amazing. She's got demonic spells like crazy. And if the church does not move right now and wake up and start praying, not witchcraft, but God, to send his glory and to do what God alone could do in the name of Jesus Christ, folks, deception comes on the mind. Don't concede. And take the responsibility that the founding fathers, what are you going to sue somebody because they're saying the Declaration of Independence says get rid of these people? Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, stand for something that is anti-American. If we would have dealt with this in 1973 and not allowed abortion to be legalized, if we would have dealt with this in June of 2015 and not allowed men to marry men and women to marry women, if we would have stopped these things and all the other things in between, pornography in the 1950s and all that stuff, if we would have stopped Hollywood, put a lid on Hollywood and say, you could go this far, but you can't go any further. If we would have done what a moral society did for hundreds of years prior to this final generation, we would have had a different country. And now we have to fight and climb a mountain that's more massive than at any other time because we've allowed the mountain to grow big. And so now we have to be mountain climbers. We have to be pioneers. We have to let go of the things of this world and become like Israel was, come out of Egypt. You got to climb a mountain. And again, January 20th is going to be game day. And if you allow the news media to convince you that Joe Biden's the president, you will go under the spell and you will remain under the spell. You will wind up taking the mark of the beast in deception. If we do not rise up and stand the way that God tells us, and that's why we have all this time to be praying, how do you want us to stand? What do you want us to do? God, I'm telling you, honored 35 people going to Little Rock. And he may have honored the others that went to their capitals. God honored our going to Little Rock on December 7th. He split the fabric between heaven and earth, and our sound that was going up, his sound caught it and brought it into a sound we all heard. We refuse to give up. We are going to stand in the gap. We're going to allow the sealed documents to be sealed until January 6th. We're going to allow state representatives to get involved, seeing that the courts don't want to touch it. We're going to see where it all goes. But our mindset, better thing to do when there's a big, big fire and smoke is everywhere, you could go view the fire, but don't stand in the smoke. It'll get in your lungs. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you hear. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you hear. Now, we have to bring balance to what we're saying, but do we get it? Can we high-five everybody everywhere this morning? Get the message out. Game day, January 20th, 75 million people that voted for the president go to inauguration day and do what the Declaration of Independence says to do. Now, I have a copy of the Declaration of Independence, and just for those of you that you've never heard the Declaration of Independence, let me read it to you one more time. So let me just Declaration of Independence. Okay. All right. So here we go. Let me just read it to us one more time. the Declaration of Independence. And I know you've heard it. Here's what it says, and I'm going to have to make that a little bit louder, and I'm pretty sure that we're still being seen. And I'll just cut through. And it was talking about, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Okay, these are the founding fathers. This is July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. This is the founding of our nation. When in the course of human events, I'll start from the top. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a descent or a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So, between now and January 20th, you should be writing to your politicians, you should be writing everything you can, why you want separation from a Biden-Harris government or political power. You've got to begin to make this known now. And I want to get back to, let's see, let's go to, I'm going to find this. I want to get to, we hold these truths, when we continue on, to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And what are those rights? That among these are life. Praise God. Everybody should have a right to life, even the baby in the womb, because life is in the blood. Liberty should have freedom, and not oppressive government. Not freedom to turn your body into a man or a woman, or a man to be with men and women. That's not what they were talking about. I'm talking about binds of powers over people's lives and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness back then meant something. Happiness today is getting stoned, man. Anyways, I don't want to go there. That to secure these rights, okay, what were the rights? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Governments are instituted to do what? To secure these rights. Deriving their just powers, that's the government, is deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government, becomes destructive of these ends, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, okay? When any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people, to alter or to abolish it, the government. That would impede in life, liberty, and happiness. I'm going to tell you something. 90 million innocent babies' bloodshed does not make for a happy nation. Men with men, women with women, all these crazy things does not make a happy nation. Murder, violence, bloodshed, television, rated R, triple X, blasphemy does not make for a happy nation. Now, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish that form of government and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them, the people, shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Allowing Biden and Harris and the globalists to come in will not make safe and happy the 75 million, and I have proof. I shared it with you. The news media, remember the clip? Make those Trump supporters pay. They are maggots. We were called maggots. We need to be put in place. They declared war. on those who voted for Donald Trump. And we were called a lot more names than that. We were told we were good for nothing, that we should die. We've been called intolerables. We've been called all kinds of deplorables. Every name in the book. But they now, the woman in Michigan, telling her soldiers, you're good soldiers. You know what to do. Do it. Make them pay. This is what you're hearing. So now you come to the Declaration of Independence and go, uh-oh, all right, so let's go back to this again. It's the right of the people to alter, to abolish it, to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I want to be safe in my own country, and I want to be happy in my own country, and these things that they're doing that are absolutely immoral are not making me safe or happy. So I've got a responsibility, especially when they're declaring with their mouths, kill them. I have evidence. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Oh, you know, whatever. I 55 miles an hour is just too slow. I'm not going to create a rebellion or any insurrection against a speed limit because it's too slow. That's light and intransient. Okay, but it does say this. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind, you know, the human race, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. In other words, we're willing to take the pain, okay, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. So just because it's always been one way, you know, and when bad things come, like Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, you know, globalization, you know, we didn't right ourselves immediately, right? There was some stirring. But it says right here, next sentence, Declaration of Independence, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, the people, to reduce us, there's a design, there's an agenda, and there is a pursuit to bring us under, that's what they're talking about, to reduce them, the people, under absolute despotism. Ooh. What is that despotism? Kamala Harris, the left, the globalists, the United Nations, powers that be, are wanting to bring us down. They spoke it. We've got evidence in court. They said it. Okay? It is their right. It is their right. It is your right. It is my right. It is their right. It is their duty. The responsibility is upon the people to throw off such government. To throw off such government. And to provide new guards for their future security. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris are not providing security for the future of this nation. They are ripping it to shreds. Okay? That's the Declaration of Independence. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and so it gets into what the Founding Fathers fought for 200 and some odd years ago. They drafted this and they were separating from the English powers. They were separating across the pond. They didn't want the king, they didn't want the authority over their lives anymore. They didn't want to fear that government. Listen to me. They didn't want to serve or be subservient to or to be afraid of a power that was lording over them. There's a fear in the hearts of people of the governmental powers that are coming into our nation. We took lightly the Bill Clinton. I mean, here's a white guy and his wife Hillary. But what did she study? All evidence proves Saul Alinsky, Communist Manifesto, globalization, she and Barack, come on, it all came out in the light. There's a fear that a growing governmental power in the United States of America that will begin to oppress the people in this country by subjecting them to laws. You see, before this final generation, there were laws that protected our society from abortion and homosexuality and things like that, even against pornography. Just in our generation have we seen the exponential rise of grotesque laws. We've seen righteous laws being pulled down and evil laws being promoted. This is Antichrist. And there's a knowing that if this governmental power comes with Biden and Kamala and all that are connected to that stream from China and all over the world, we're going to be changed. And the resistors or the moral or the righteous are going to be the target. It almost sounds exactly like what happens in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, during the greatest tribulation on the face of the earth. During the greatest tribulation on the face of the earth, they will be buying, they will be selling, they will be trading. The nations of the earth are going to be in big business, man, but the atmosphere, the environment is going to shift so dramatically. Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids all over the world, acceptable, and nobody resists. Nobody say a word. Nobody shout out. Your freedom of speech means nothing any longer. Don't you dare proclaim that gospel message about guilt upon someone that would commit such evil sins. Oh, no, that will be gone. And then the target of this new world order, this global thing that's going to happen all over the world, it's almost hard to imagine, isn't it? So many components, very difficult to navigate. Nonetheless, we know something. By the time we get there, there's going to be a population reduction to be able to micromanage the nations of the earth a little bit easier. And they've just employed a false weapon of deception, a virus of fear known as COVID-19. It supposedly has killed millions of people around the world. Now the vaccine's coming out. Joe Biden wins. We got a vaccine. They're probably going to put water in your vaccine because it's nothing. It was a lie. It was a phobia, a fear. So what are we saying today? On January 20th, that's game day. Game day, January 20th. If by then, by January 19th, you need to have your plan already made to go to Washington, D.C. and say no, where do you get that information from? 1 Kings chapter 1. Adonijah was in one part of town, and they were all saying he's the king. The word of the Lord said, no, Solomon will be the king. And so the people went down and anointed him. One part of this country may be inaugurating and anointing Joe Biden. The other part will be inaugurating and anointing Donald J. Trump. You don't concede. 75 million people voted for Donald J. Trump. There was no fraud coming up about the people that voted for him. Not one instance. Voter fraud against Trump or towards Trump, where Trump did it. None. They had enough accusation against him with the Russian collusion, the Ukraine, all of his issues brought him out to light. I'm telling Joe Biden right now, if the people will go out to battle, he won't have a peaceful day and Kamala Harris will have a worse nightmare than she's ever dreamed if the people wake up. If the people wake up in this country, Kamala Harris will not be smiling. Joe Biden will not be smiling. Barack Obama will not be smiling. There will be a nightmare. So bad if the people wake up. But if the trumpet be blown and nobody goes to the battle, it's because the wrath of the Lord is upon this people and we're going into captivity. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. The globalists want to break the United States of America. They want to divide and conquer, no doubt. Why? They want to lasso it into a one world government, international court, international laws, private-public partnerships, electronic connectedness, all those fancy phrases, the whole idea of the United Nations, the global agenda, the Nimrod Tower of Babel ideology that's showing up in the last days, headquartered in New York City, is to bring all the nations of the earth under a leader. World court, world criminal court, world police force, world military, global everything, economy. And they're working towards it, working towards it, working towards it. They just had an interruption for 4 years. So this is the ploy. They cheated like crazy because they got to fast forward their ploy. On January 20th, if we do what God said to do in his word, I hope you're not listening to a man's opinion. No, the only thing you're listening to from this man is he had a dream over a year ago that Joe Biden won the election, but there was something terribly wrong. And now that they voted for him in November on election night, I started to pray fervently, Lord, why did you show me this? And he brought me to 1 Kings chapter 1 and said, here's the deal. They're making him king. It's not my choice. Solomon's my choice. The people have to do it. The whole story is about the people listening to the voice of the king, Jesus Christ. In 1 Kings, it was King David. Yeshua is after the seed of David according to the flesh. And the king, Jesus, is telling the people, with the backing of the founding fathers who loved the king and were moral and knew that this government was based upon a moral foundation and for a moral people, this has to happen. You could call it anything you want. You could call it civil war. You could call it a revolution. You could call it anything you want. But when the people took Solomon down to Gihon and anointed him, there was a shout so loud that it shook the earth and it put fear in Adonijah and all that camp. And then the arrests were made and the death sentence was passed out in 1 Kings chapter 2. They put him in prison. I'm just telling you what the Bible says, okay? The Bible says in chapter 2 of 1 Kings that King David said, now Solomon, you're the king. We got you there. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to arrest so-and-so. I want you to kill so-and-so. I want you to banish from the kingdom so-and-so. Man, what a picture of right now. How important is it to make sure that Donald J. Trump stays the president of the United States? The only thing that could possibly happen that would go wrong is if Donald J. Trump gave up. And the way he will not give up is by you praying for him. You rebuking the witchcraft spells. And no wonder why he's surrounded by evangelical Christians with a prophetic voice. But he needs more insulation. More insulation. You got to bring it. He's got a military force. Proud Boys. He's got the military right now, the police department, which Joe Biden wanted to defund. And all the left with Kamala Harris bring in their Somalian, Middle Eastern, Islamic powers, because that's all got to be part of the big plan here. Oh, it is. You cannot leave this moment thinking that you don't have any place in it. You do. As a citizen of the United States, you have a duty, a responsibility to recognize this moment. And if you don't believe what anybody has said, then you better study it out yourself. You better find out what Joe Biden stands for, what Kamala Harris stands for, connected to Barack Hussein Obama that fundamentally transformed the United States and lit up the White House with the rainbow colors. You better really know that you don't have a part in this. The only reason I believe we do, because I asked, why did you give me a dream that Joe Biden won the election? Why? Why did I have a dream a year and several months before? Why? And then bringing me to a biblical understanding? This information has to go all over the country. 1 Kings chapter 1 has to go all over this nation. And I'm telling you something. If the sound that I heard on December 7th at the Little Rock Capitol is magnified throughout this nation, it'll split the atmosphere. It'll be like an atomic bomb. The atom will split and it'll send forth a sound wave that'll shock the world. I'm not making that up. I know what I heard. I know what I heard. I was so caught into when we were shouting what God told us to shout, it was like normal. But then in a split second, the fabric of space parted, heaven's sound came down, took our sound, lifted it up, and it rang. 35 people. And when I heard that, I started shouting louder. And I think everybody was shocked by what we were hearing. And whoa, and we just kept on going. But it was a sound beyond our own, I'm telling you. And a shout on January 20th of a people who understand their responsibility, their duty as an American citizen. That's it. Insulate the president with your prayers. Don't come under the spell of Jezebel, the witch of all witches. Jezebel's spell. Don't come under it. Don't come under her influence. Don't listen to her lies. Don't give up hope in your heart. Don't concede. Don't give up. Don't turn the other way. That's what we've done. Even when Donald Trump was made president, a lot of people that voted say, okay, let's go back to party time. And it's been a battle, a raging battle for 4 years. And now we're in this desperate place. I guess everybody just thought it'd be an easy thing. Well, now what happens? When on January 20th, President Donald J. Trump is anointed and inaugurated by we, the people of the United States. Listen, it's not by the Supreme Court that a president is elected. And when the left is caught cheating, when it's fraudulent, now, if there had been a landslide and no deception and no issue, but this voting machine, all this stuff that came into view, the Dominion, the hammer, the ballots, the vote-ins, the COVID-19 election, it'll go down in history, right? There was so much deception, plainly seen. But what about all the deception we didn't see? What about the foreign interference that they accused Trump of? And that's what you do if you're a good liar. You accuse somebody else for the thing you did. So what about the foreign interference into our elections that we haven't even seen yet show up? We made war with China. China made war with us. How deeply were they involved in the election, or Russia, or parts of the world? It's confusing. I get it. It's dark. I get it. You and I have to take wings of an eagle and soar and get high above so we can get a bird's eye view, a bird's eye view of what is going on right now from a biblical perspective. And the only one I know of right now, I've got some reserve, but I can't release those yet. But the only thing I know to be absolutely, I'd give my life for the truth of it, with one condition. I know that we, the people of the United States, are to get involved and engage. And on January 20th, if things don't change, we show up and we inaugurate the true president of the United States. And whatever that produces, it produces. But we don't accept Joe Biden. We don't come under the spell of Jezebel. We don't listen to it. Your world is about to change. And if you do nothing, and Joe goes in and we did nothing and nobody shows up, well, you will see. Better to fight right now, better die fighting than to die languishing in nothingness. January 20th is game day. Rehearse, practice, keep showing up, keep going out, keep protesting, keep writing letters, and just get it written in your heart. My life on this earth, in this free country, this beautiful country, is in a fight for its eternal soul. And from all biblical perspective, the judgment that will hit this nation is very real judgment. So that's kind of, I guess, my take on all of that. But how do you get it out there? We cried out for, 2 weeks for December 7th? And 35 people showed up. It's concerning. Just in Little Rock, I don't know what happened in other places. I heard there were 3 people there and 10 people there. It's got to be better than that. You can't sit by and just watch it on the nightly news. So we ask ourselves, Lord, what do you want us to do right now? And I think we just got a plan. Pray about it. Game day, January 20th, 2021. You do not let Adonijah's crowd, because that's who's going to be there in D.C. Adonijah's crowd is going to be there to proclaim him to be the president. But on the other side of town, Solomon's crowd, by the edict of the king, David, representing Jesus Christ in type and shadow, Donald Trump will be inaugurated. Solomon will be inaugurated. That's what you have to get to right now. We have to find out how to get this accomplished. It's the plan. You say, where'd you get that from? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. My friends get upset with me because I say it, and they say, yeah, I've heard it many times. I'm going to say it again. I had a dream. Joe Biden won the election. Blue suit, blue tie, down walking through the tunnel, he won. But he was so unnerved. He was not happy. There was something really wrong. And I think what I'm sharing with you right now is what's really wrong to him, that a nation, 75 million people within a nation are saying no to him because they were found cheating. They were caught. This is not the Russian collusion. This is evidence. Video and so much more. Lying and cheating. Joe Biden, according to federal investigation, was in cahoots in Ukraine. He actually was, they saw him on the video, remember, saying that, what they used to call that phrase, you're not getting anything unless you do this. There was a phrase for that. I forget the name of it. He actually said it to a whole group in post. Why isn't he in prison? They were trying to say that the president committed that same crime. Why isn't he in prison? At the end of the day, January 20th, at the end of the day, because most likely, as Jenna Ellis, one of the attorneys for the president, said, when Donald Trump goes into power, the left is going to freak out. There's going to be violence. There's going to be horrible things are going to happen in the realm of chaos. See, America is not escaping judgment. And this is where you got to hear me. I want to get into my Bible study. This thing's going to take me an hour, and I don't think you want to be, well, we'll see. My point is, America is not escaping judgment for the 60 years of blasphemy, lukewarmness, compromise, shedding of innocent blood. All the crimes are before the throne of heaven against this nation. Just like the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, God wanted to hear if it was even near what they were saying. He said, yeah, it is. It is. There's a transgender movement rising in this nation right now that would blow your mind. They are actually calling one of the top transgender voices, are saying that kids should have something done before puberty. I don't want to even get into that story right now with the little children, with the group of pedophiles that were going to Pedophile Island, all these grown men with underage women and little boys and little girls. You know the story. How reek and corrupt and godless it is. America is not escaping judgment. Whether Donald Trump is the president or Joe Biden, there's not going to be an easy way through this moment. However, if God wants Donald J. Trump at the helm to show mercy, so be it. Let Donald J. Trump be at the helm so God could show mercy on some within this nation. Regardless, you don't wink at injustice for 60 years. You don't demand justice when you've been unjust. You got to come to a biblical awakening, a biblical sense of what time it is. I think I'm going to stop right there for just a moment. And let me just take a view here. At our chat room, by the way, our telephone line is open. I've got a study, but I'm going to hold it back because it needs an entire broadcast. I didn't know I spoke for an hour and 10 minutes. So if you have any questions or comments about what you heard today, the number to call is 818-369-0326. I'll put that on the board for just a moment. And you have to press 1 when you do it, okay? So there it is, 818-369-0326, and then press 1 on the dial pad. I'll give you a few moments if you want to write that down and call in. The purpose of having call-ins is to hear the voice of many waters. We want to hear the voice of God's kids. Maybe you have a different perspective, maybe something you could add to what you're hearing. And I'd love to hear from you what you are hearing. So the number 818-369-0326 is the number to call. So getting back to the comments, I want to say good morning today from Kevin Hauger. Cold and cloudy. May God warm your hearts with his word. I hope he did. I really do. Kevin, thanks for tuning in. David Ellison is on the line with us today. Thank you, David. Good to see you from Missouri. Donna Frazier, good morning, Saints. Cold and cloudy in East Texas, too. An amazing turn today. New AG, Attorney General, new investigations of the elections. Is this the turn of events we've been waiting for? God is in control. Well, let's see where it all goes, probably. Kevin Hauger, good morning. Okay, he said that already. Callie, good morning. Good morning, Callie. Marissa, good morning, friends. We need to stay steady, have faith, and believe. Amen to that, Marissa. Kevin Hauger says, remember, if you haven't subscribed to our page, please do so. Also, like it. Also, if you would share it with others as we grow larger, the streaming services allows us to do more things. All right, so if you want to like our page, please like it, subscribe to it, let everybody know about it. We'll do our best to keep putting out there what is true. I'm heading out to work around the eastern part of the lake. I'll be listening. All right, Kevin, thank you. And then Laquita is with us this morning. Good morning, pastors. Good morning, Laquita. God bless you. Michelle Brown, separation of goats and sheep? Absolutely. No doubt. Great comparison to what we've been saying. Sarah Ackerman, Anchorman, good morning. Then you have people like Beth Moore patronizing Christians for fighting for truth and standing for Trump. She said we are under the spell of the devil. Oh, I think that's good, Sarah, right? Praise God. But I don't like the word patronizing. I don't know what that means. Help me out. All right, Brenda Palmer watching. Good morning, Brenda. Sebastian Zwolowski, great message, Pastor Vince. Hey, Sebastian, God bless you. I hope your world is going fabulous. We love you, man. God bless your heart. Trust you're still in Illinois. What a great guy Sebastian was. Shirley Woosley, we should never allow the witch to take over. We must stand strong. I agree, Shirley. Come on, man. No way, Joe. No way, Joe. Miriam Gomez, as Christians, we have to stand up. God bless. Thank you, Miriam. Appreciate that. Cindy, good morning, Pastor Vincent. Good morning, Cindy. God bless you. Sarah says, my friend's husband and son are Marines, and they said that the biggest threat is China. They said they've upped their training in hand-to-hand combat because China is surrounding us via Canada and is looking to start trouble. Would not be surprising at all. And then Cindy says, please like and share. That's right. Okay, those are our comments that I see right now. We'll get back to some, but it looks like I've got a call coming in, and I want to say good morning to Kayla Stakely as well. Good morning to you. Let's take our call coming in from area code 219. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. Is this Brother Don calling in?
It's me, Pastor.
Well, hallelujah. There's a voice of reason. How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Excellent.
Excellent.
I'm calling to, I want to thank you for the all the years of consistency and faithfulness that you've been as a watchman.
Thank you.
You and your church. And now we're on the eve of tremendous happenings. And I just want to extend that to you. And this is going to be a very eventful time here. I know that the Patriots are calling for a armed march on Washington January 4th. So there's going to be tremendous potential for bloodshed probably on January 4th. And you know, then you have the January 12th thing. So the events that are transpiring now is spinning this country into violence and contention like it's never seen before, or ever will see again, I believe. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for your faithfulness. I and many other men have watched this through the years, especially with you. And a lot of times, you've been a voice crying in the wilderness. And that is one of the key things that I respect about you. You've remained true to God's calling. And that's evident. So whatever happens now, I just want to thank you. On Inauguration Day, with 75 million men in Washington, that could be a very tragic time for them. I know they're going to go, and I know that they're going to be there. But never underestimate the evil that's taken the grip on this country. I'll give you an example. 9-1-1, where almost 4,000 innocent citizens were murdered so that the agenda of the New World Order could be achieved, which incidentally has never been brought to justice in any way, in spite of overwhelming evidence, which is also what you have here, overwhelming evidence as far as the theft of the constitutional election of a free people, a people who believe themselves to be free, and are finding out every day more and more exactly who's controlling their country. And China owns the people in Washington, D.C., the true powers in Washington, D.C. They are owned by China. China has spent a lot of money to subjugate this country, and these people owe China. And they're not going to go against what they owe because they know what China's going to do to them. And based on that, it's a true hurricane of evil that's descended on this country, and a judgment. So I just called to say that, Pastor, and once again, I want to thank you for your consistency and your faithfulness. As hard as it was to get the truth to the body of Christ, at least, and also to this country. I know there's thousands of people that listen to this broadcast, and it probably goes around the world. A lot of people listen to it that you're not aware of. So I just called to say that, Pastor. It's really on my heart this morning.
It's a great gift, Don. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Watchman of your own. You have a lot to say, and I think you just left something for people's imaginations to, you know, contemplate how evil, you know, it would be that as a people gathered together to stand and do what the biblical mandate is, who knows what people would do. It's going to be an awesome ride between here and January 20th, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Culminating in January 20th, I really don't believe that Biden will ever be able to take office, or Harris. I think that's just a puppet show. I think those people are staged there. The true owners are the Red Chinese, the communist Red Chinese, in reality, because they have taken over the political infrastructure of our country, at least that section of earth called Washington, D.C. And the evil that exists there in the days ahead are going to be firmly demonstrated to the American people. We have a lot left, but it lies within the people and their resistance. And there are safeguards that were installed for that, that the people will have to utilize. They should never quit. They should never surrender. And I believe at the end they will win, but it's going to be, in all reality, a real bloodbath. And I'm not looking forward to it, but it's something we're going to have to go through. Or we can enslave ourselves to communism. And you know how that's going to go, especially for us.
Yeah.
We're not wanted or needed by communist red China. So our fate is sealed if they overcome us. But we can still fight. We can still resist. And we have to. Or we have to face what they have for us. And that's extermination, period. I know that sounds grave, but that is the reality of the situation. And with God in heaven helping us overcome, we will overcome. But it's going to be a fight.
Amen. Amen. You know, Don, Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." He said he came to set a sword. And then you get that same idea in Luke chapter 13, where he talks about, you know, these terrible things that have happened. And he says, "May I tell you, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." So this is a time where people are going to really have to make up their minds and what direction they're going to go in. And it is that grave of a moment. It really is that critical of a moment for the history of the world. We're talking about being here on purpose right now, and everybody has to know their part. And we're so close right now. And I know the witch's brew is going to be just calm down, go home, don't react, just be okay with everything. And you're saying that's going to bring us into slavery. And I totally agree with that, by the way. Amen.
Yes.
All right, my brother, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, like I said, the main reason I called this morning is my heart is full with gratitude towards your faithfulness. The way you have stood on that watchman's tower all these years and not given up. And it's been tough. I know it's been tough. And the forces of hell have warred against you over it. But today, I think you can rest quietly right now, knowing that you have done all that you were commissioned to do up until this point. I can see it as plain as day. So thank you.
Thank you. It's a meaningful, Don. God bless you, my friend. Shalom. All right. That's absolutely amazing. What a blessing. Let's take our next call coming in from area code 760. I think this is our sister, Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good by the grace of God. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, so I just wanted to elaborate on what I said. So Beth Moore, I guess, came out and said, "I do not believe these are days for mincing words. I'm 63 and a half years old. I have never seen anything in the United States of America I found more astonishingly seductive and dangerous to the saints of God than Trumpism. This Christian nationalism is not of God. Move back from it. Fellow leaders, we will be held responsible for remaining passive in this day of seduction to save our own skin, while the saints we've been entrusted to serve are being seduced, manipulated, used, and stirred up into the lather of zeal devoid of the Holy Spirit for political gain."
Wow. So that's definitely 100% opposite of what we're talking about right now.
Exactly. So okay. I was curious how you would respond, because I feel like there's a lot of quote-unquote liberal Christians that are obviously standing behind Beth Moore, and they don't see where exactly we're at or the problem with what's going on. So I feel like not only is there a division between, you know, the left and the right, but also between the church.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I can understand what Beth is saying. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, for a very long time, I've been a Christian for 38 years and a believer, and I've been pastoring for 28, and we change as we grow. But there was a time in my life where I thought, you know, I could care less about politics on earth. I was all about the kingdom of heaven, and I still am. I'm about Jesus Christ, my King. I still am. And I just, none of these things ever moved me. It was all about winning souls, preaching the truth, warning. But then when we started seeing the collective sins in our nation, crying out about that and doing what we do. So I understand it. So, but the only thing that changes my direction in the last number of years is God allowing me to sit on that post of watching, and we've been watching, but I had a dream. And why I disagree with Beth Moore at this point is that I had a dream of this. And I asked the Lord, why did you show me the dream about Joe Biden in the way that you did? And then he gave me a biblical mandate. So I believe that what she's saying, she probably believes that we shouldn't be involved, Trumpism, blah, blah, blah. That means nothing to me right now, because I've had something a bit more supernatural take place in my understanding with a biblical backing to confirm it. And so I think that form of Christianity weakens this moment, and that a majority of people that are like that probably are not going to be prepared. They probably believe in a pre-tribulational rapture. They probably believe in once saved, always saved. They believe in coddling the people and that type of thing. I'm not opposed to preparing, building your ark, getting yourself ready. Times are coming, but also standing in the gap. So that's my take on it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You are welcome, Sarah. Thank you. And God bless your heart.
Oh, thank you. God bless you as well in your ministry.
Thank you. All right. So great call from Southern California, by the way. Sarah is calling in, and we have, the lines are still open, 818-369-0326. Now, I have in front of me a document. This document outlines and describes this moment, I believe, in pure detail from the throne of heaven. I have, it's about 10 pages. I was going to share it with you today. We went in another direction. Got another call coming in. Let me take that. We're winding things around here. Area code 870. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jacob calling.
Hello, Jacob. Yes, sir. How are you today?
Praising God. The example set for us for this day is Mordecai and Esther, 2 Kings, what the Lord called Elisha to do. They're very positive. This is an individual battle. The Lord is calling out his remnant, and we stand on those promises in his word when we're right with God, and he will, the battle is his, like he said. So we're just looking to him, praising him, because his name is on our lips wherever we go. And he said, you can go through. Jesus said, you can go through. At the gates of Tanzanut, he said, when all of man's plans failed and it looked like no good could come of anything, I was picking the papers up off the ground, and he said, that's all that man could do. But I'm telling you, tell him you can go through. Tell him I said you can go through, and we went through.
In my name.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the gentleman that you're listening to right now, Jacob, has had an experience in his life up in Canada, and his family were being subjugated by the Communist Party. Jacob is going to be sharing his testimony on this broadcast, hopefully on Friday. Jacob, if you have time, I'd love to invite you onto the broadcast for you to share your testimony about communism and how you did get through when there was no way out. Jesus brought you and your family through. So hopefully you'll be able to join me Friday. I'd love to share your testimony with the people on Thursday. And Jacob, call me, okay, when we're off the air, because I got to go right
okay.
now. And thank you. Okay, thank you, sir. So hopefully Friday, Jacob will be sharing his testimony. It is riveting, and I haven't ever seen anybody listen to him that hasn't been touched deeply by his testimony. So Friday, Thursday, I'm going to read this. Wednesday, I'm pretty sure Daniel Second will be with us. I'm going to interview him. And we'll have Daniel with us to talk more about the things going on here. We always enjoy having him with us. I want to thank everybody for joining into the broadcast today. Remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you could tune in to omegaradio.org. There's a roundtable discussion taking place right now. And by the way, remember to like the page, subscribe to the page. Thank you for your financial support of the ministry. And also, that book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, if you download it for 99 cents, if somebody does that, would you let me know how you opened it? I had a friend that tried to do the same thing, and he was sure how to open the book. So if you download a copy of Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights for 99 cents and open it, let me know how you did it, okay? Make sure you give us a text or email or something to that effect. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Pastor Vince. Good night. God bless. Have a great day. God bless.